let's tell you guys about a riot that kicked off, and this is what happens when the group that's in charge gets pushed out. So, you know, you have fighting in the plaza on the outside, but in the prison, you know, you also have that, and sometimes it's a lot worse because these people have nowhere to run. Now, in this case, the person was attacked on the outside by sicarios. They shot at the towers. The guards basically ran out, and they could see the entrance to the prison, basically, so no one could escape, I guess. Supposing to them, they could still see the entrance. I don't know how much of that I believe. But point is, sicarios came in, and these belonged to people from Sinaloa. The people that were inside the prison were Jalisco loyalists. And a lot of them got trapped inside their cells, and what actually ended up happening is they wouldn't come out, you know, for the confrontation, though a lot of them did get taken and done with outside the prison, you know, just literally taken outside the prison, and you guys know what time it is. The ones that they couldn't get to inside their cells or whatever, they just got brooms and basically taped up like kitchen knives to the end, making lances, and just stuck them in their cells like fish. No joke. You know, well, in the second story, it was just inches of blood, and they cleaned out. It's Olympia. You know, they took out all the rivals, all the contras, which in this case were Jaliscos, and bloodbath, man. But that's what it happens, just like on the outside. But like I said, there's nowhere to run on the inside. Now, after all this happened, we have to remember the government came in and took control, and everybody in, you know, the first cell block, for example, even if they're in a wheelchair, they just got thrown down the stairs. They were handcuffed outside for about 15 hours in the sun, you know, just left there like animals. And a lot of people got shipped out on federal transfers who had nothing to do with anything in the riot. They were just in the wrong cell block. And that's what happens when riots kick off. You might have nothing to do with it or no interest in it, but the fact you're there, you're going to have to fight for your life, and you're going to have to pick sides, probably. Now, before this kicked off, you know, the Sinaloa people were passing around a lot of pills to loosen up their dudes, you know, clonas and stuff like that, you know, to help kind of people animate and do some craziness. And that's usually a precursor to what goes on. People are getting lit, getting prepared, you know, they're unburying the buckets, five-gallon buckets full of knives and shit off the yard, passing those out, preparing lances, like I said. And then the attack comes once the outside forces hit the guards and basically take control. Now everyone on the inside who's loyal to Sinaloa starts their attack on the inside as well. Simultaneously, the sicarios are also taking select people, probably from the leadership and things like that, outside of the prison to be interrogated and later done with. Meanwhile, the guards just sit and watch, and the government takes a full day to respond to said event. Now, this isn't something that happens on a daily basis, but it can definitely happen more than once a year. It can happen also from huge raids. Like, for example, there's a raid 5 days before I got out, and they took my friend who was actually in charge there, and that caused a lot of chaos. You know, you take the leadership, lots of times people fight for their spot. So in that, those types, it's kind of internal violence, right? Because people inside their own organization fighting for each other for, you know, a leadership role or something like that. It's not actually fighting against a rival organization. So riots can kick off for different reasons, but the one I was speaking on was to get rid of Jalisco, and they're pushing into Sonora big, you know, amongst those people. And the fact they were able to push them out of said prison is a big deal, but it doesn't mean they won't come back. In fact, they're fighting about 30 minutes away, and it's crucial. You know, if Sinaloa loses the battle, they lose the whole country. That's how crucial this area is for what goes on. You know, Sinaloa needs Sonora to get the product to the border. So once Jalisco cuts them off from that, it's a big problem, all right? And controlling the prisons is also a big deal, because when people get locked up or whatever, they fall into prison, you got control of the prison, you got control of them, if that makes sense. And people know that. So having control of the prison, just like in the United States, is a power play, right? For different reasons here, but it's still a power play and has a lot to do with controlling the plaza of said city. You know, it's just another key piece you have to have under control. And a lot of what goes on there, you know, affects what goes on the streets. In fact, lots of times they know what happens inside before it happens on the outside. Though it's not so much like the shot callers in the United States or whatever you want to call them from the inside. You know, a lot of the big bosses aren't in prison, but there are a lot of powerful people in there who have influence that could be in there for whatever reason. And that's just how the game goes, you know? It is what it is. And a lot of innocent people die too. You know, they just get caught in it. And a riot's not something organized a lot of the times, you know, and like I said, people are taking pills. a lot of people losing their mind. It's just a bloodbath. And a lot of people have nothing to do with anything and end up losing their lives. You know, there's people getting hung on the bars outside of windows, just like animals. Gutted. Normal. That's just what happens in riots here. There's no, the guards don't even go into prison. All they're trying to do is make sure no one escapes, supposedly. Though the people are still going in and taking out people they want, and the guards don't do shit. No one actually tries to run and escape because they'll get lit up. But, insane world we live in, but it's true, my friends. And remember where you heard it. I wish you guys,